Law enforcement officers must get a suspect's consent or a search warrant before collecting a urine sample for drug analysis. That ruling was issued on Thursday, February 22nd, by the South Dakota Supreme Court. Justices overturned the conviction of a Huron man who was found guilty in 2015 and has already served his prison sentence. The defense attorney says the opinion effectively overturns a 1999 opinion that allowed officers to demand a urine sample from an unwilling subject. Huron attorney David Wheeler represented defendant Hai Ta Lar, who was a passenger in a car in January 2015. In a traffic stop, an officer found half an ounce of marijuana and a pipe and arrested all four people in the car for possession. Officers demanded a urine sample from Lar, who provided it without giving consent. Testing discovered metabolites of methamphetamine in his urine, and Lar was charged with a felony and ultimately sentenced to 3 years in prison. Wheeler says officers' actions were authorized by the Supreme Court's opinion in State v. Hansen in 1999.
They could collect that person's urine and then test it for whatever they wanted without any judicial oversight, without having to get a warrant, without having to get consent. They could just tell the person you have to give it and they don't have a choice.
But Wheeler says that state opinion relied on a U.S. Supreme Court opinion, Schmerber v. California, having to do with blood draws. In 2013, Schmerber was overturned by Missouri v. McNeely. And so Wheeler says South Dakota's precedent is also outdated for the same reasons.
Even though it's not physically invasive, a urine sample does involve an invasion of privacy. It's a very private act, and it has a lot of private information that can be obtained from it.
The South Dakota Supreme Court agrees. In its opinion, authored by Chief Justice David Gilbertson, the court focuses on searches after an arrest has been made and says a warrantless search is not justified unless there are exigent circumstances such as those outlined in McNeely. Justice Jeanine Kern, writing separately, adds that courts have grappled with issues involving involuntary catheterization, and judges issuing warrants may disallow certain search methods and require reasonable execution of the warrant. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.